You're listening to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken cooks up a word on food, and our arts calendar today features Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Now, we'd like to welcome our new contributor, Diego Saldana Rojas. He's a South Florida native and a graduate of FIU. You might have heard his reports this past year for the WLRN Miami Herald News team. Today, he takes us to Fort Lauderdale's Flagler Arts and Technology Village to speak with its founder, Mr. Doug McCraw.
I had been interested, I've collected art for more than 25 years, so I just felt like, because the buildings were unique, that this would be an interesting, it would be an interesting project. I had no idea what I was getting into.
Bordered by Northwest 6th Street to the north, Northwest 4th Street to the south, Andrews Avenue to the east, and the Florida East Coast Railway right along Flagler Avenue in Fort Lauderdale lies Doug McCraw's project. On a recent Saturday evening, I visited Fat Village's monthly art walk. Walking up Northwest 1st Avenue, I was bound by warehouses on both sides. They hosted studios, design offices, and art spaces. Food trucks that served specialty burgers, tacos, and even lobster sporadically lined the street. That music you were just hearing stemmed from a large courtyard-like space that was made by walling off a portion of land between two warehouses along Northwest 1st. The courtyard inside was packed. Drinks flowed from a center bar, and all along the walls surrounding it were dozens of tents with vendors selling vintage clothing, custom-made skateboards and phone cases, jewelry made from bullet casings, recycled bottles turned into hookahs, and a local beverage company, just to name a few. All of the village's galleries, art spaces, and studios seemed open and welcoming to visitors. Spaces like General Provision, a shared work and event space, had its drop-down tables fastened to the walls and a wooden bar placed right by the entrance, which buzzed with chatter as cocktails were poured. But these festivities had more humble beginnings. I met with Doug McCraw during that art walk at his offices, located inside the village's Projects Contemporary Art Space, the village's first large exhibition gallery.
For a number of years, I had a records and data storage business that we sold in 1996. We had utilized two of these warehouses, which I felt like were extremely architecturally significant. And so I came back, and we bought this property and some properties across the street, and with over a period of time decided to develop an arts district. I knew nothing about what an arts district was, so it's been a labor of madness and love. But actually today, it's very established and very successful, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
Businesses came and went with fluctuations in the economy. But it was in 2006 when McCraw decided to fully devote his energies into developing a street of old warehouses into an arts district, a process that would require tenants that could make an atmosphere of creative collaboration.
The interesting thing about Fat Village today is the tenant mix here is a very curated process, much like maybe artists for an art show. I mean, it's we have tenants coming into Fat Village. We want to know what they do, how they do it, how they would fit into the mix. Are they excited about participating in art shows? Are they excited about being a part of what Fat Village is? It's a very connective sort of place. So a lot of companies here do projects with each other. They may have disciplines that are different than, so there are a lot of partnering and partnerships between businesses here, and all of the businesses here in some way arts related. or participate in the arts-related activities. So we have a lot of graphic arts. We have advertising, web design, PR, public relations. We have fashion photography. We have film production, editing. We have sound production and editing. So really a lot of varied but highly art-centric businesses we have aggregated here in White Fat Village. I feel like certainly in the technology world, the FAT in Fat Village, the acronym is Flagler Arts and Technology. So if you think of the synthesis between art and technology, that is the essence of what Fat Village is. A lot of times you may find an artist who is a world-class technologist, and you also may find a technologist who realizes he's a world-class artist. And it's at that nexus point that the magic of Fat Village thrives.
And thrive it has. Fat Village currently hosts 25 businesses and has been putting on its monthly art walk since 2006. But there is another art walk and another arts district in Miami-Dade County, Wynwood. The areas between Northwest 20th and Northwest 29th Street has been rapidly changed by developers and investors, turning a once large warehouse district into a trending entertainment district. I asked McCraw if he saw his southern neighbors as competition or as something else entirely.
I think that, again, I'll go back to my statement about the arts, that I think more is better. I think it makes a rising tide lifts all boats. We're lucky Wynwood is there, and I think in a way maybe Wynwood is, there's a benefit to us being there. We certainly share a lot of Miami artists between exhibitions out of the Miami area. And a lot of activities. We get really quite a number of visitors, sometimes by busloads. We have buses of visitors who come from the Miami area, Palm Beach. It's not unusual at all.
For McCraw, the village also serves, in his words, as an anchor point for the arts community in Fort Lauderdale, an anchor point that has helped raise the city's profile in the art world.
So I think for a long time, if people thought of Fort Lauderdale, they would think of beaches, yachts, or leisure time, or the boating industry. I don't think that Fort Lauderdale in the past, people would necessarily have the experience that Fort Lauderdale is a cool art city. For Fort Lauderdale to have this quality of experience now is very, very exciting, so that when we have international visitors or anyone who comes here who really wants to get a vibe from the art scene, Fort Lauderdale is developing a very significant and exciting one.
That was Mr. Doug McCraw, founder of Fat Village, Fort Lauderdale's Flagler Arts and Technology Village, and Diego Saldana Rojas reporting for South Florida Arts Beat. For more information about Fort Lauderdale's exciting arts district, you can visit fatvillage.com. Their next art walk will be held Saturday, June 27th. You can contact Diego Saldana Rojas at saldaroj@gmail.com or on Twitter at @saldaroj. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM in just a moment.